welcome to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
Hello, everyone. My name is Rob F.
And this is the Video Game Music Podcast, where we share our favorite video game tracks from the 8-bit and 16-bit era.
The finest in all the land.
And you just had a wedding.
I did. I'm now married.
He's a married man.
Everything's different now.
I should change it to that ending theme from Blaster Master. Remember?
Yeah.
But
nah, it'd be fitting. It'd be fitting.
But yeah, you had a nice wedding, right?
Yes. I'm just a few days old in marriage life.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great wedding. You were missed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I couldn't be there. I was in Lake Tahoe.
But, you know, I still felt the connection to my double dragon twin. So
you still felt the double dragon spirit?
Yes.
Guide you down the aisle?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was almost like I was giving you away, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So there's that. I'm married now.
Yeah, well, do you feel like a different person?
Everything is different now. You know, even the food. Even when I eat. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm not, I don't feel as full anymore. I think it's because I have to give half to her. Oh, see how that works there?
Well, okay, well, aside from, well, you know, congratulations.
Thank you.
And some other stuff before we get into today's topic. I beat Gunstar Heroes.
Oh, wow. Because you just picked it up from me
I picked it up via our friends at Destiny Games.
That's right, located in Michigan.
Yeah, in Canton, Michigan, and you can check out their website, destinygames.com. They were kind enough to donate a copy of Gunstar Heroes to our podcast, which meant to me, because I wanted that game. And no, but actually, truthfully, it actually was a good way for me to really listen to the soundtrack, you know, really listen to it the right way, which is by playing the game instead of just listening to the sound files, you know.
Overall impressions?
The music is great. I'm gonna probably play something from it. No, not today, but I will play something from it in probably our next episode.
Was the game very difficult?
No, but I played it on normal. And I feel like normal, if I'm going to play a game, I always start on normal because I feel like that's the standard, you know?
Okay.
I never play on easy or sometimes there's, like, for example, you know, Rocket Knight Adventures, which I beat recently, the it goes from children to easy to normal,
right,
to hard. And normal actually gets pretty hard. And like I said before on one of the other episodes was that normal is actually very hard in Japan. So, you know, with Gunstar Heroes, it was normal. It was pretty easy. I beat it on normal. It was for the most part pretty easy.
Okay.
And I think if I want to really try to, you know, challenge myself, I'll probably have to play it on hard.
Awesome.
And I did try playing the first level on hard, and it was kind of hard.
Okay.
But playing that game, I was just very much reminded of Konami games, and I was very much it actually reminded me of a little bit of Rocket Knight Adventures, a little bit. Which I had just played, and that was a Konami game, and it also reminded me a lot of Contra.
Okay.
And I started looking up information about the game, and it turns out it was designed by Konami guys.
Oh.
So I think that a group of Konami people kind of just developed that game for fun. I think I wasn't exactly clear on it, but I think the game was designed by. I mean, I know for sure it was designed by Konami people,
right?
But it was officially a Konami game. Now, when I beat the game, I looked at the credits, and under the music composer,
yes,
you know, whenever we play something from that track or whenever we've talked about it, the composer we've mentioned is Kazuo Hanzawa, right?
Right.
The credits for the game say N. Hanzawa, and so I was wondering why that was the case, and it didn't say K. Hanzawa or whatever.
Right.
And N is short for Norio. And so I thought at one point, and so I was thinking to myself, oh, okay, I guess Kazuo Hanzawa is an alias and that his name is actually Norio Hanzawa. But upon further research, it looks like it's actually questionable which one is his alias.
Oh, okay.
So it's either his name, so one of them is his alias, but his last name is definitely Hanzawa. And So, yeah, it's seeming like Kazuo might actually be his actual name and Norio might be the alias, but it might be vice versa.
Right.
So it's a little bit unclear. But I thought I'd mention that because we've mentioned that name a couple times.
Okay.
And then our secret video coming out in a little bit, we'll be mentioning that name as well.
Interesting. Right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Say no more. By the way, yeah. I've been playing Tetris on the Game Boy.
Yeah.
On the old school Game Boy. And I want to ask you a question that I was thinking about, because my wife now actually is quite good at Tetris.
Uh-huh.
She is quite good. But yeah. To her, she places more importance on lines instead of score.
Uh-huh.
So she actually got up to, I think, around 140 or 150 lines. Score is pretty low.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's two different schools, I guess. You know what I mean? There's people who go for most lines. And then there's people who go for most points.
I'm gonna go by criteria of the world championships. What do they go by?
They go by points, but there's people recognized for most lines though. Also, like that's something that is recognized. You know?
Yeah, that's like most inspirational award.
Well, the thing is like okay. So I went to the world championships like last year, I think it was, and it was in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. and there was one of the competitors there was the most lines champion.
Right.
Or whatever. Or he had the record for most lines.
Okay.
But then there were the most points guys there too, you know? And so ultimately the people who won, or the guy who won, I think, you know, he won via points. So it was based on points, but lines are recognized as a legitimate, like, accomplishment.
I only bring it up because, you were talking about games you've been playing. That's one I've been playing.
Oh, yeah.
And also because we got into kind of a discussion, you know, before, because we were playing the game on the way to the wedding, and she said she was good, and I didn't believe it, but she is. She's quite good. But at lines, I mean, I scored major points. I didn't get as many lines as her.
Well, if you play lines, I mean, it's definitely a lot safer, you know?
That's what I
mean, it's a safer play, you know?
You go for the gusto, my friend.
Yeah.
Go for the gusto.
I mean, it's kind of like an investment, you know? If you're playing for points, and you're trying to get the Tetrises, well, that's you're investing in it, you know, by building those blocks and not, you know, completing them. I mean, you're really risking losing, really, and then like losing it all.
Exactly.
It's kind of like gamble. It's more of a gamble, definitely.
You know, that's the kind of life RF Switch leads.
yeah, it's Rob F Switch. Okay. Oh yeah, we were gonna mention one other thing is that we finally got actually a call. People comment and they email us and stuff, but we never get calls on our phone number. We did get a text message before actually, but we never get actual phone messages. We finally did actually, and he brought up a point that I like because he sided with me. But it was David from Spanish Fork, Utah.
Spanish Fork, Utah, right?
And he called in and he addressed the Tommy Tallarico tango song situation from episode that we played from episode 30, but it was actually from episode 15. And what did he say? He said
he broke it down. He basically sided with you, and he brought up another song, didn't he?
George Michael.
Exactly, and it was a very well. It was. I don't know how much thought he put into it, but it sounded well thought out and well composed voicemail.
I think yeah.
It made sense. I think I told you this last time. I was upon listening to my argument again for a second time in the 30th episode. I realized my argument was very weak.
Well, I think you were. You said something along the lines of you were just being contrary.
For sure.
Yeah.
Sure. I'm trying to stir it up.
Yeah, yeah. Just trying to get some action going. Just spice things up. Spice the relationship between the Double Dragon brothers.
But, you know, I appreciate that he called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so do I. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks for calling. And thanks for taking my side. And I'm just kidding. But
divide the fans. Okay.
No, but I will say, though, that I think the point he's making and the point I was trying to make was that, a song is one thing, but then variations on a song is another thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So, yeah, or versions of a song is another thing.
Right.
Anyway. All right. So let's get to today's topic. And today's topic is Hudson Soft.
Hudson Soft.
So we're just going to focus on games either published or developed by Hudson Soft and from the 8-bit and 16-bit era. And before we get into, you're going first today. I know, But I thought I'd spice things up a little bit on today's episode and hit you with a pop quiz.
Uh-oh.
How about that? How do you feel about a pop quiz right now?
I'll give you the same reaction I had when I had pop quizzes in school. Oh, no.
I just thought this would be a fun thing to do. And it's actually, I don't know. I'm not sure if you listen to this game or not, but I'm going to tell you the name of the game. It's a Hutton-Soft game.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the name of the game, but I'm just going to play you a sample of the music, and I want you to guess the composer.
Okay.
Okay? How does that sound?
Hit me.
All right, hold on. Let me get
this. This is completely unprecedented. We didn't go over this at all in our pre-show meeting.
Preparation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why it's a pop quiz. I thought I'd pop it to you live on the air.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to, it's going to be from the game Super Adventure Island.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh.
This is for Super Nintendo. Okay.
Okay.
Now did you listen to the soundtrack?
No.
Okay. It doesn't matter. That's my point. That's why this is a pop quiz. I'm going to play it. And I feel like based on your knowledge, I think you'll be able to guess the composer.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So let's give it a go. I just thought this would be a fun thing to do. All right, hold up. Let me get it going here. Okay, that train sound right there. That's the who is it? Who composed that? No, just kidding. I don't know if the listeners could hear that, but there was a train outside.
So. That was Los Angeles Metrolink for my final answer.
Dun 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 dun. No. All right. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to play actually just a little bit of a few tracks actually, and just guess the composer based on your knowledge. Here we go.
Okay.
Okay. Getting the feeling the vibe on this? All right. Here's some more. Here's some more from a different song. Here's another one. Is this sounding like a composer that is familiar to you? There's another track. These are all from the same composer, all from Super Adventure Island. I think this is probably your best giveaway right here.
Hmm. Okay.
Come on, you got this.
Dun, 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 dun. This is an American composer.
It's not an American composer. I'll give you that. This is a Japanese composer. It's a composer.
Oh, okay. Okay. Hold on. This is...
I think the best one is this. The most giveaway is this one.
This is the guy that did Streets of Rage.
What's his name?
This is Streets of Rage was done by. No, that's not it. Kazuo, no. Hideo, no. Kazumo, no. Streets of Rage.
You're kind of on the right track, actually. You're kind of on the right track.
Hirohiko, no. Kajikuna. This is...
Come on, you know this.
I know.
This is... Okay, you're right. It is the Streets of Rage guy.
Yeah.
He also did Revenge of Shinobi. He also did...
Hideo Kojima? Why is that in my name?
No.
No,
you're kind of on the right track when you said something about Kazuyo or something like that. You said something like that. That's kind of close.
Kazumoto, Kazu, no. Kazuhiro, Nikuharo, Nakamura. Blast it.
Come on, Rob.
Drat.
He did Legacy of the Wizard. He also did ActRaiser. Does
Drat.
That help? ActRaiser? That doesn't ring a bell?
Isn't there an SH in there somewhere?
Yes.
Hizumori Shimizu?
There's no H. Shimizu. I mean, there is an H, but it's not.
Is there a Shimizu?
No.
Shizumu?
No.
Shazam?
No. Yeah, it is Shazam, actually.
Composer Shazam. Hold on. Give me 10 more seconds.
Shaq Fu, I mean, that's what I meant. Composer Shaq Fu.
Hold on. One, give me 5 more seconds.
I thought you would get this.
I know.
At least you did know, you did sound like it. You realized it was the Streets of Rage guy.
Yeah.
That's why I thought you would get it, because you know the Streets of Rage.
I'm jet lagged. I'm jet lagged. That's what it is, mm-hmm. man. That's what it is.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's Yuzo
Koshiro.
Yes.
Okay. Blast it. Yuzo Koshiro.
And, yeah, I actually didn't pick anything for today's show from that soundtrack, but sure. I was listening to it and I just thought, wow, this really sounds like Streets of Rage, the soundtrack. You know?
That totally did.
Yeah. It had that kind of early 90s kind of dance club sound, you know? So. Right. Anyway, so this wasn't a name that tune. I just thought, I don't know, I thought it'd be fun to spring this on you and see if you can get it.
Yeah, well, I failed that one.
Almost. You were saying something like Kuzuyo or something like that, and then I was kind of thinking, oh, you're kind of on the right track. But also, I don't know if the listeners noticed, but that was in stereo, because we are recording today's episode in stereo.
Stereo for our South of the Border listeners.
Stereo. And we'll see how that goes down. All my tracks are actually mainly from Nintendo on today's episode, so all the Nintendo stuff is all in mono anyway, but for the Super Nintendo, TurboGrafx-16, and Sega Genesis tracks, and the Game Boy tracks, they're all in stereo, but we won't be playing in a Game Boy, though, I don't think so. And right. No Genesis either, I don't think, either.
There were no Genesis titles.
So, all right. Well, anyway, so Hudson Soft is the topic, and your prize for not getting the name correct is you're going to go first. You were going to go first anyway.
But right. But still, okay, I'll take it.
Well, you said Streets of Rage. That's worth something. That's worth a dun, yeah. dun, 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 boom, 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 boom. That's a timpani drum.
I have a title by the name of The Adventures of Dino Riki. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This was released in Japan in 1987 and in North America in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's an overhead shooter. And as I was listening to this soundtrack, I listened, this one is level 1-1. It's for the NES.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this track, and I think I thought of you when I heard of this,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and I thought this would be right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find a composer for this one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the artist is unknown, and from Hudson Soft, here is The Adventures of Dino Riki, level 1-1. Adventures of Dino Riki for the NES.
Yeah, no, definitely like this song a lot.
Yeah, that bass voice.
Yeah,
it reminds me of Billy Joel's My Life.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know,
yeah, there's
kinda has that going on.
It's kind of has like a disco sound to it too. You know, there's My Life is like that. My Life has that sort of the octaves. There's like an octaves on the bass. You know,
right?
Like they're playing octaves. You know, boom, 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 boom. It's like that on Pressure also, Billy Joel's Pressure.
Oh, you're right.
But also the upper voices have there's a kind of a jazziness to them too, yeah.
Da, da, da. Wah, 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 wah.
Yeah. Yeah, good choice. Next up, I have picked out something from Super Bomberman for the Super Nintendo. Oh,
okay, okay.
And this is music composed by Jun Chikuma, who did a lot of Hudson Soft games, another female composer. And this track is Level 4 for Super Bomberman, or from Super, now I'm doing what you did, from Super Bomberman for the Super Nintendo. This is music from Super Bomberman, music composed by Jun Chikuma. This is Level 4.
Nice. Yeah.
I like this part right here. This part right here. Oh, this part coming up right here, actually. Anyway, yeah, I like this. Yeah, this is good. This is really good. You can still sort of hear the main Bomberman theme in it a little right. bit, sort of, but it's not really. But it's still sort of present, and yeah, Jun Chikuma, this is almost kind of a focus on her a little bit, this show for me at least, because okay. she just did a ton of Hudson Soft stuff, and you know she did all the Bomberman stuff, and she also did some of the Adventure Island stuff, and she also did. She did some of the Mylan Secret Castle stuff also.
Okay.
But, so anyway, yeah.
It's nice. I like that tweeting. Three?
Yeah.
Back when tweeting actually was about tweeting, not getting on the internet and typing how you feel in 140 characters or less. My next track is from Superstar Soldier, which is a scrolling shooter from Hudson Soft. I also don't have a composer for this one.
I'll find it. I'll probably find it eventually. I think I did see a composer for. I don't remember who it was.
Okay. This was actually developed by a studio called Kaneko.
Uh huh.
And published by Hudson Soft. I really like the soundtrack. I'm going to play a few tracks from this game today because I really liked it. We're going to start off with I believe this is the title track. Mm-hmm. For Superstar Soldier from Hudson Soft for the TurboGrafx-16. Superstar Soldier for the TurboGrafx-16.
And one of the composers I found on this is Keita Hoshi.
Keita Hoshi.
I think there might have been two composers on this too, but I'll figure it out by the time I put the track list together. Yeah.
Super Star Soldier is the sequel to Star Soldier.
Yeah.
Which was actually a Nintendo title.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was interesting that the Nintendo title has its sequel on the TurboGrafx-16.
Yeah, you know, sometimes that happens.
At a time when, you know, the console wars were going strong.
Well, you know, Bonk had, you know, the Bonk games. There was some Bonk games on Nintendo and Bonk games on TurboGrafx-16, sure, of course. Sure. And, you know, Super Nintendo had a Bonk game. And also, you know, Ghouls and Ghosts. That went from Nintendo to Genesis. I mean, it was Ghosts and Goblins on Nintendo. Right. And then there was Ghouls and Ghosts on Genesis. And then Super Ghouls and Ghosts on Super Nintendo. You know, Strider. There was a Strider. There was two Striders. And yeah. I mean, there weren't sequels, but, you know. Yeah. Sometimes the consoles just want to get along, that's all.
That's a very rocking track, right up my alley. Rob F. Switch style.
Up next, I'm going to play something from the game called Challenger. And this is... I'm going to play something from Faxanadu, actually, first.
Okay.
So this is music from Faxanadu. We've heard from this game before. Again, same composer as the Super Bomberman, Jun Chikuma. And the track I'm going to play is the credits.
Okay.
From Faxanadu for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is music from Faxanadu, music composed by Jun Chikuma, and this is the credits. I like the drums on this. The drums are pretty cool.
My favorite part comes towards the end of this.
Yeah, I like that part a lot too. There's a real cool syncopated rhythm that happens at this part right here. Dun, 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 dun. That's cool, yeah. This whole soundtrack is really good. There's just a lot of good songs from this.
Sure.
From this game. And, I always have a hard time picking which one I want to play from this game. Even though we've got a million episodes left to do, so I can just keep playing them. But,
whenever.
If it fits the topic, of course. But, I could just play tracks from this game, you know, one after the next.
Next up, we'll be hearing from Princess Tomato in the Salad Kingdom. I think this is a level playing track. I couldn't get it on that one resource we always use.
Slick Productions?
Slick. It wasn't on there.
Yeah.
So I don't know if this one is... level playing music or menu music, but it's a track I was digging from Hudson Soft, Princess Tomato in the Salad Kingdom. Princess Tomato in the Salad Kingdom. It's a classical style piece.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot. This is a rare cartridge to find, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I was reading. Mm-hmm. You can go up to $20 on eBay for this cartridge, if you can find it.
That's not... I guess that's not that bad.
If it's available. If that...
Up next, I'm now going to play Challenger. I accidentally mentioned that earlier. I was skipping ahead. Yeah, Challenger, this game was a Japanese-only release for the Famicom. And this music is composed by Takiki Kunimoto. And sometimes there's actually kind of like two names for this composer. Sometimes you might see Kunoko Kunimoto. I'm not sure which is the alias or what the deal is with that exactly, but it's Takiki Kunimoto or Kunoko Kunimoto. And this is called Scene 2, or this is from Scene 2. And this composer also did a lot of stuff with Hudson Soft. That he worked on Robo Warrior, which I played, I think, on episode 30.
Mm-hmm.
And he also did... He did the original Myelin Seeker Castle.
Okay.
Basically, this composer and Junichi Kuma are the main composers for Hudson Soft. Anyway, this is music from Challenger. And this is Scene 2, music by Takiki Kunimoto. Music from Challenger for the Famicom. This is Scene 2, music composed by Takiki Kunimoto.
There's a lot going on in this song.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it's actually Takiki Kunimoto, actually. Takiki, I'd say, yeah.
Takiki.
Yeah, there's like different sections, though. Different sections.
Yes.
And this is the sort of second section. Actually, I really like what happens to the bass line on this third section here. Watch, the bass starts to sort of speed up. Right about here. I like that. Da-na-na-na-na-na. Can you hear that? Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Yeah. Takiki. Takiki Kunimoto. Yeah.
Takiki. I have a track from Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball. Do you remember this game?
No. I remember something. Yeah, I don't know. No,
I read about this game. It didn't get very good reviews, if I recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
But you're supposed to be able to bash each other in this futuristic basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the soundtrack, and I picked out the title screen music.
Is Bill Laimbeer, who is he?
Bill Laimbeer played for the Detroit Pistons. I want to say he was a forward.
Uh-huh. And was he, did he cause a lot of fouls?
You know, the Detroit Pistons at that time were known as Bad Boys.
Uh-huh.
And I think Dennis Rodman was playing at the time. And that was a time when only he had all the tattoos. You know, now every basketball player has tattoos.
Yeah.
But Dennis Rodman was on the team. Bill Laimbeer was known for playing very rough. And he used to wear this plastic mask on his face.
Huh.
And I think that was just to protect his face from getting elbows.
Yeah.
Or punches or fingers. I don't know. But he was known for that. And he was also just known for being a tough guy on the court.
Yeah.
So that's why they made this game.
Uh-huh.
So here's the title screen music for Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball for the SNES. Combat Basketball title screen music. Mm-hmm. I like the beginning part when that bass just kicks in.
So there's some different kind of sections to this one too.
Yes. Oh yes, the actual gameplay music is pretty cool too.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to play that title screen music. Bill Laimbeer's Combat Basketball.
Up next, I'm going to play something from Mylan's Secret Castle, which I just made a reference to earlier, because same composer as Challenger, Takeaki Kunimoto. Takeaki. Maybe it's Takeaki.
How do you spell it?
It's T A K E A K I. So I don't know if it's like if you want to combine the E and the A to make a sound, or to separate them and be Aya, you know, Takea. Key, you know, or if I want to just combine them to make it Takeaki. All right. Well, anyway, maybe I'll just refer to him as Kunoko Kunimoto because that's easier. And okay. And that's what he goes by sometimes. So this is now I'm going to play something from the Game Boy version of Mylan's Secret Castle. Now, the sound file I have, it's not great quality for this one, but I liked the Game Boy sound for this particular. It's the same music in. It's a little bit slightly different, but it's basically the same song in the Nintendo version. But I liked this Game Boy version more, but even though it's not as good quality. But anyway, aside from the quality, though, I did like this version more than the Nintendo version. So this is the Game Boy version of Mylan's Secret Castle, and this one is called Inside Well and Towers. And it's music by Takeaki Kunimoto, or if you prefer, Kunoko Kunimoto. We'll be right back. This is music from Mylan's Secret Castle. Music composed by Takeki Kunimoto. And this is Inside Well and Towers. I really like the second part of this piece.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I apologize for the quality. This part right here, though. Yeah, that's really good. I love how there's a certain, certain way that there's a certain chord change at the end that I really like. I'll point it out one more time. But yeah, unfortunately, there's that sort of staticky noise that you're hearing. But I just, this version sounded cooler to me than the Nintendo version, which, and also this one's in stereo too.
Sure.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I like this part a lot though. This is really just really catchy. And then I like this chord change right here. It's like, that part right there. And then it goes back up again. Something about that is not as pronounced in the Nintendo version, so that's why I picked the Game Boy one.
Well, I think I like that, even though there is just that one little glitch.
Yeah.
You can still make out most of the song and appreciate the stereo aspect.
Yeah, yeah. I just, yeah, it's too bad that wasn't clean, though. There's that, got that static sound, but whatever.
Up next is a clean track.
Mm-hmm.
I have from Superstar Soldier
mm-hmm.
for the TurboGrafx 16. Superstar Soldier. It's another rocking track. That's all I have to say about that.
I'm going to play something from a sequel to Mylan's Secret Castle for the Super Famicom. This is a Japanese-only release. It's called Do-Re-Mi Fantasy. And, well, I've played music from this game before. This is actually a game that I found in Japan when I went to Japan a couple of years ago. And I had known about the game before I went to Japan, but then I found it for a pretty good deal in Japan. I mean, I got it for like $7. I think it's usually more expensive than that, but I don't know. Maybe I found an average price for it, but I thought it was a decent price.
Okay.
Anyway, so this is music composed by Jun Shikuma. And this one is called Haunted Castle, and again, it's from Do-Re-Mi Fantasy for the Super Famicom. Thank you. Music from Do Re Mi Fantasy. Composer Jun Chikuma. This is Haunted House, Haunted Castle.
And has that dark waltz feel to it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I like this because it's got the upright bass sound, you know? It's got that upright bass. And this game is a really cool game. It's really colorful, and the music is really weird, kind of weird and cool. Yeah. Like, it's got weird stuff like this in it, you know?
It's experimental.
Yeah, kind of experimental. I mean, this is kind of incongruous to the rest of the song, but it's kind of cool, though.
My next track will be a track for the SNES, and it's from a game called Hagane, The Final Conflict.
Mm-hmm. I listened to this one. I didn't pick anything from it, though.
I liked Stage 1-4. What do you think of that?
I don't remember.
Well, I'm about to jog your memory.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Hagane, The Final Conflict for SNES, Stage 1-4.
I think the composer on this is Takehito Abe.
Takehito Abe.
Sounds bossy.
A little bit.
Like the music's telling me what to do. No, I'm just kidding. I meant like during a boss.
Hey, nobody bosses around the Double Dragon Twins, I'll tell you that.
Double Dragon Bros. Bros.
The Bros.
Bros. The Double Dragon Bros. Next up, I'm going to play something from Mickey Mouse Capade.
Oh, Disney Town.
Yeah. This is published by Capcom. And actually, this game was actually only published by Capcom in the United States, or in North America. But in Japan, it was published by Hudson Soft. And also developed by them. Anyway, so this is music by Takeki Kunimoto.
Okay.
And this is the boss battle, speaking of bossy, from Mickey Mouse Capade for the Nintendo Entertainment System. This is the boss battle music from Mickey Mouse Capade, composer Takeki Kunimoto. And I like the drums. It's like, listen to the drums right here. But there's sort of that chugga chugga da, you know? Chugga chugga da.
Never would have guessed that was a Disney track. Up next, I'm going to Super Bonk for the SNES.
Mm-hmm.
Super Bonk. And this title is called Zero Gravity. Mm-hmm. you get the feeling that you're floating?
I get the feeling that there's maybe like zero gravity, maybe.
That's the name of the track, my friend.
I know it.
It has an air of spa about it.
An air of spa.
Yes.
It has an air of zero gravity. So listening to this in stereo, you can hear that. It kind of goes from one ear to the other.
That's very nice effect.
Right here. Well, not on that one. Not on that one. That one, it stayed on the right side. But
you know that one?
Here, watch.
It's in the left one.
Look, there it goes. You hear that? Get that stereo surround sound. Oh, and by the way, the composers for this are Masaki Nishizawa, Keiji Ueki, and Kinesuke Suamura. I'm going to play something from Zexies. That's it. Zexies. You know this game? It's for Nintendo. Zexies.
No, but I know I've been called Zexy before.
I think that's how you pronounce it. Right. Right. Zexies. It's spelled Xexyz. You've probably seen that game before. It's got the, you know. I mean, you've probably seen the cartridge somewhere or the title somewhere.
Xexye.
No, YZ.
YZ. Shashiji. Shashiji.
Zexies.
Well, in Spanish, XU.
Oh, okay.
XA was the name of a performer.
Uh huh.
And that was pronounced Shusha.
Oh, okay.
But XE. It could be Zex, like xylophone. X, or it could be XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
Hirohiko Takeyama, and who also did the music to Bonk's Adventure for the TurboGrafx-16. By the way, Super Bonk, that game that you played just before,
yes,
that was developed by Red and published by Hudson Soft. And I want to say that that this game was also... Okay, so this game was actually was developed by Atlas, and also Bonk's Adventure was developed by Atlas as well. It was developed by Red and Atlas. So that's why you see the same composer on this game and Bonk's Adventure for TurboGrafx-16. So this is area music outside from Xerxes for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Is composer Hirohiko Takeyama and area music outside from Xerxes for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
I like, do you hear that main voice that's going, na 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 na? It has that sound almost like as if it's in a big room.
Uh-huh. There's a kind of reverb on it, yeah.
I like when video game music does that.
Uh-huh.
It just makes it just fills up the entire space.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah, this I like this track. It's a little repetitive. Like, they could have... I think it's, like, a little repetitive, but it could have... I think it could have benefited from actually not repeating the certain parts. Like, I like this. I like all the parts, but I think they could have just not repeated it so much. But I think it's good. I think this is a really good track. Like, they could have moved on to the next section right there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they repeat this thing 4 times right here. And then they move to this section. This part kind of gets kind of jazzy too, actually, right here. You know? It almost sounds like a Stevie Wonder song or something.
Oh, interesting. My next track is from Bomberman.
Mm-hmm.
For the TurboGrafx-16.
Mm-hmm. ZXCs. For the TurboGrafx-16. ZXCs.
Yeah, it's TurboGrafx-16. And I think this is another level.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Hudson Soft Focus Bomberman for the TurboGrafx-16. Bomberman, TurboGrafx-16,
and this is probably music composed by Junji Kuma.
It's got a reggaeton feel to it. It's a reggaeton, baby.
All right, so I'm going to play another Bomber, something else from the Bomberman franchise. This is from Bomberman 2 for the Nintendo Entertainment System.
Okay.
And this track, this is composed by Junji Kuma. I think credited as Atsushi Chikuma, but which is an alias. Atsushi Chikuma, but actually Junji Kuma, composer. And this is the area... this is area theme number 3 from Bomberman 2 for the Nintendo. Music from Bomberman 2 for the Nintendo, and it's music composed by Junji Kuma. This is the area theme number 3. And you can hear that there's the sampler is being used, sampled as drums. And I actually kind of feel like the drums sort of overpower the music a little bit. You can't hear the music as much, but yeah, there's this band called The Advantage. They do a really good cover of this song. I like this part a lot right here. Thank you. see what happens if I take out the. I just took out the. I took out the sample drum. I mean, the sample drums. You can kind of hear the music a little better this way.
That part that just came in.
Yeah.
Is really.
Yeah, yeah. Da 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 da. I think it actually sounds better without the sample drums in there, actually.
I like them with the drums.
Yeah. See? So the sampled snare drum in there, I put that in at the very end, but yeah. Anyway.
I think it makes it almost a little extra cool.
Well, yeah, it definitely, yeah, it's got more of like a, yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And now I would like to play another track from Superstar Soldier for the TurboGrafx 16 in our Hudson Soft episode. Superstar Soldier, another rocking track. Do you hear that drum that comes in the left headphone?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
It seems like just the odd place to use the stereo.
Right, right.
Just in that one spot.
Yeah.
They could do stereo from any other. There it is again.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah.
They could do stereo so many other places.
Right, right.
Make better use of it, but hey, just want to do that doo-doo-doo coming in your left ear.
There it was again, right there. Just before the fade out. I'm going to play something from New Adventure Island, which came out on TurboGrafx 16. And I think this might be the first TurboGrafx 16 track I've played on our podcast.
Oh wow!
I think I'm not sure. And I'm surprised we actually haven't even played anything from Adventure Island on this episode, because that's sort of a big part of the Hudson Soft library, you know.
Yes.
But I don't know if you know, but that originally this game was Wonder Boy, and it came out. It was a Sega game, and it was supposed to come out on. It was supposed to be ported to Nintendo. I mean, it came out on Sega Master System. Wonder Boy, and then there was supposed to be a port for Nintendo, because originally it was an arcade game, and it was going to come out on Nintendo, but there was some sort of licensing issue, and Hudson worked on it, on developing it for Nintendo, or something like that, and there was some kind of licensing thing, but where they had to not call it Wonder Boy, and they changed the hair color, and they changed a few things, but it's basically the same game as Wonder Boy on Nintendo, but they called it Adventure Island instead. Anyway, this is a version or a sequel or something that came out on TurboGrafx 16, and it's called New Adventure Island. I imagine it's a sequel, and one of the many sequels. And oh, actually, we did talk about Adventure Island, the Adventure Island franchise earlier with the pop quiz. I forgot. So this is one of the tracks from New Adventure Island, and it's for the TurboGrafx 16. Thank you. This is music from New Adventure Island for the TurboGrafx-16. And this is, yeah, I like this part right here with the bass. This soundtrack also kind of reminds me of electronic music from the 70s, kind of, you know?
I'm not familiar with that music.
Yeah, like... Oop. Sorry. Yeah, it kind of has this... I don't know. Just the way that the... I don't know. Just the way it sounds. I don't know. I like the bass there. All right. So that's pretty much it, right? That's the end of our show, or little focus on Hudson Soft.
Hope you enjoyed it.
And yeah. What's our next week's topic?
Run and gun.
Oh yeah, we're calling it running and shooting. So run and gun games. Yes. Shoot 'em up, run guns. And so, yeah, that's what we'll be focusing on next week. For a full track listing, check out legacymusichour.com.
Visit our sponsors.
Destiny Games.
And?
Golden Star Games.
Golden Star Games in Los Angeles.
Yes. And I think that's it. So we're going to leave you with, this is a track from Dig and Spike Volleyball, which was only published by Hudson Soft. I think it was developed by Tonkin House. And this is, I thought this would be fitting to end today's program with a track called Results, you know? Because like after you beat a game, like a sports game, you see the results.
Exactly.
And this is sort of a sports game, sort of, or podcast.
I think so.
I mean, I don't know, not really.
We're playing
stuff.
We're up 32-0 as far as I see it.
Right. Good point.
32 points. MVPs right here. It's Double Dragon boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Double Dragon team. Team Double Dragon. So, yeah, Dig and Spike Volleyball. And this actually has a different name. The Japanese version is like Twin Volleyball or something like that. But, yeah, this is Results to conclude our Hudson Soft focus. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
Thank you for listening.